today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
Naked I came into this world. How am I going out? They're going to strip me. Somebody will strip me. Somebody will look at my nakedness. Somebody will see me. Because I came in naked and I'm going out the same way. So nothing we own can go out with us. It won't go through that porthole, that corridor. It can't fit. Even flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Our Response to Stewardship. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Proverbs chapter 27, verses 23 and 24.
Proverbs chapter 27. I want to preach to a people that's hungry. Proverbs 27 and 23. We'll read two verses, 23 and 24. Special thanks to Pastor Bridget, who spoke last week at 8 o'clock, and Terry Smith, who spoke at 11. We were blessed by their messages. I'm grateful to have a strong bench, and I got others on the bench that's going to get up and get on up and get up and get on up and get on the scene and preach the Word of God. This is going to be a year of revealing people that's on the bench. Amen. And I'm believing God to do great things in our lives. Hallelujah. I'm longing to see what God has in the north end of the county as we extend our campus there. And I believe great things are coming. Our worship team will extend. What I mean by that is the influence here will go to the north. And we're going to raise up a team there that sing praise to the Lord. Glory to God. And we're going to raise up leaders there that honor God in their service. And we're going to have a good time in Jesus. Proverbs 27 and verse 23. The word of the Lord reads like this out of the New International Version of the Bible. Be sure you know the condition of your flocks. Give, I like this, careful attention to your herds. For riches do not endure forever. And a crown is not secure for all generations. I believe the Lord is telling us that we need to think about life after our death. And how can we secure legacy with those who will come after us? Well, we need to be very careful about the condition of our flocks and herds, which means you need to know where your money is and how it's flowing. Because the crown is not secure to all generations. And just because you're on top today didn't mean your kids will be on top tomorrow if you don't watch how you work with stewardship. We're dealing with a series called Stewardship 101. I preached several messages on ownership, and I'll talk about that in a moment. Today's message is Our Response to Stewardship, Part 2. I want you to get Part 1. It was spoken at 8 o'clock. I'm going to cover a few things, but not linger there. But I think you need to listen to Part 1 and get it in your spirit. And for those that are watching from 8 o'clock, get Part 2 and add it to the repertoire of messages so you can grow thereby. Thank you, Lord. I appreciate double dipping. And those of you that are taking notes, I see it happening. And I'm glad to see that because we can't retain what we hear only. And if you've never had an opportunity to go to college, you know what I'm saying, especially as an adult. You cannot go to college and pass unless you apply yourself. And so many of us have taken classes after high school while we're adults, and you must take notes. Well, this is like a teaching ministry or a school of ministry. I'm a teacher before I preach. And it's important for the people who are connected with me. Obviously, you want knowledge because you wouldn't be here. And so if you're here, you're seeking for knowledge. And I'm asking you to play a role in that and not just listen to what I say, but record it. You got a phone, you can do Evernote. You can take notes on your phone or send yourself an email that says, I need to be reminded of the word in the subject box. Reminder of the word, or hide the word. Whatever you want to label it in the subject box, and send yourself an email which will be an outline of notes, and God will bless you. From the subject, our response to stewardship, part two. Father, thank you for your word, and I pray for the release to teach it, for the ear to hear it, the heart and the spirit to contain it, the mind to comprehend it, and we will give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, say amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Proverbs is a wonderful book. There are 31 chapters in Proverbs, which means in a month's time you should be able to go through it. I'm on my 63rd time going through the book of Proverbs. Actually, I did it again, so I've done it 64 times in the last few years. And so it's important for you to do that. And I keep track of my time in the Word. It is not a self-aggrandizement statement here. I'm not trying to say I'm all of that. I'm just simply saying that I try to stay saturated with the Word. And the more you get in it, the more you'll see it having a hook in your soul and in your spirit. People that can just walk away from the commands of God, they're not really studying the Word. They don't listen to it. There's life in the Word. But there's also anchors in it. And so you won't be blown away with circumstances and situations if you get the Word in your heart. The wind may come, the rains, the floods, and the winds may come and blow against your house. But if you're grounded or standing on the rock, you'll be able to stand. Is anybody knowing what I'm talking about? I always told you, I said chaos is coming to this church and to the people of God this year. The only remedy is structure and order. And order my steps in your word. Amen. Order my steps in your word. Proverbs is wonderful. It is the wisdom book. It is the book that teaches us to go back to God, to embrace holistically the principles of God. I believe because Solomon reveals wisdom as a woman, her price is far above rubies. I believe she's a woman that is comfortless, that is wandering in our streets, the streets of America and around the world, with a long black gown. And she is not attractive to the eye, but she's crying. She's crying in and out of the corridors and passageways. She's in and out of buildings, government buildings and neighborhoods, crying all night long. How long will simple ones or simpletons love simplicity? When are you going to hear my instruction? When calamity comes or before calamity comes? When will you hear? That's what wisdom is saying. And in Proverbs 27, she says, be sure you know the condition of your flocks. Give careful attention to your herds. For riches do not endure forever, and a crown is not secure for all generations. Give special attention to how you spend money and how you manage money. I'm going to show how money management is so important to your development and growth in the future here, because God looks at it when he's about to hand out pills or badges or trophies for the anointing. He looks at how you manage your life to determine whether he will give you a thicker measure of it. Well, if you're weak in how you manage your money, I'm telling you now, you're not going to get a thickness in the anointing. He's going to measure how you move now with how you release insights. He can judge how we handle money and determine whether you should be promoted in levels of the anointing. Now, you may have titles, but you have no movement. And if you say you're Pentecostal, then we need to have power. And if you say you're an apostle, you need to be able to establish something. And if you say you're a prophet, you should be pointing people to Jesus, not to yourself. And if you're an evangelist, you should be able to get souls saved. And if you're a pastor, you should be able to shepherd people and not get angry with them, so you throw in the towel. And you should not rape them for their wool. You should want to see the lice out of them so they won't go mad. And if you're a teacher, you should train. So God says, if you want the anointing, you got to do what it do. So it can get what it get, and we can be the better at it. I'm excited about Proverbs and showing us, giving some attention, condition, or knowing the condition of the flocks. We don't have flocks now. I don't have sheep and goats. I'm domesticated. I don't have a farm. I wish I did. I wish I had a trail of horses. I wouldn't take care of my need, my brother to help me. But I would love to go out and watch them. I like thoroughbred. I wish I had a whole herd of bulls. I wish I lived in Ocala, had a whole ranch, and people can come from around the country and buy my stuff. I wish I had steaks from them. There's a lot of money in that. You know, thoroughbred horses are sold right there in the Ocala area. People come from all around the world to buy stuff from there and to get horses and cows and bulls from there if they had that kind of stock. I don't have those things, but as we transfer this verse into the 21st century, your herd is your financial portfolio. Your flocks is how you deal with numbers as it relates to finance. And God wants us to know our affairs. And we can track the affairs to tell. What is your credit score? If it's 500, we can grow. If it's 600, we can do better. We need to be 720 and above. It is your digital character score. It needs to be 720 or above. A lot of times when we go to car dealerships, and you shouldn't go looking at cars and allow them to run your credit just because you want to see what it is. You should already know what your credit score is. And guess what? When it's over 700, people jump for you. When it's 400, they look at you weird. I got to talk to my management. When it's over 750, they jump. They jump to it. Wow, oh my God, what can we do for you? Well, I'll back up, I'll come back tomorrow. You're not going to get me to buy on the spot. No. I got something to do. I'm coming back later. Come on, ladies. Don't let the man sit you in the car and you just ride off. You got to think about it. Know the herd. Know the flocks. Get your credit score up. Then you can walk out there with some confidence. Low interest rates and better vehicles. Remember now, you can't write cars off on your taxes anymore. Buy a house before you have a limousine. I was riding down an apartment complex and saw Mercedes-Benz in there. That's not the way it goes. Get a house first. Then you get the car you want. I'll preach to myself. Get a house. Then you buy cars. Thank you, Lord. There are four major areas in our study. Number one is ownership. I've covered that. The ownership principle. Please get that message. God owns it all. Who owns it all? Come on, talk back. Who owns it all?
God.
God owns it all. He is the owner. You can't take anything you own through the porthole called grave. Naked I came into this world. How am I going out? They're going to strip me. Somebody will strip me. Somebody will look at my nakedness. Somebody will see me. Because I came in naked, and I'm going out the same way. So nothing we own can go out with us. It won't go through that porthole, that corridor. It can't fit. Even flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. only thing we can carry through it is our breath or our soul. Who owns that? Well, if you don't know it, God owns your mind. He owns your spirit. He owns your imagination. He owns your memories. He owns your will. He owns your emotions. He says, all souls are mine. The soul that sins without redemption will die. Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus. Because he saved my soul. From the uttermost, from the guttermost to the uttermost, Jesus saves. I said he saved my soul. Glory to God. I'm so glad that he descended into hell. But on the third day, he rose out of the grave, Father, with all power in his hands. The Bible says, and the train of his robe fills the temple. He had a train as he's coming up out of hell. And he took souls that were captive, glory to God, and brought them up with him. And I'm glad that Jesus saved souls. So put your confidence in Jesus. Stop putting your confidence in religion and in churches and in portfolios, because it doesn't matter how much money you have in the bank. It can't go to heaven with you. Only thing money is designed to do is help you while you're here on earth. Glory to God. The financial exchange, the method of exchanging things in heaven is faith. That's the currency in the next life. So build it now. So there are four areas, stewardship, relating to stewardship, ownership. I'm dealing with responsibility. So it is our response or responsibility to stewardship. That's our focus today. And we're also dealing in the future with accountability and then reward. Today we're dealing with responsibility. God doesn't estimate your value or my value based on numbers. Based on numbers. Glory to God. Numbers have become so profound in this world, X's and O's. Internet prowess, likes, all of that is 666. It is the mark of the beast. Let me go ahead and give it to you. It is the mark of the beast. You're trying to seek prowess through the internet. It is the mark of the beast. The number of triple man. You need to understand that 666 is the mark of the beast. I believe it's tied to internet involvement. Don't let it be placed on your forehead. And on your wrist and on your the palms of your hand. They're gonna start trying to implant things in your brain or in your forehead, a chip or something. People wanna back away from that, but you're already moving that way because you're bowed to it. You're surrendering yourself to it. It is what dictates policy. Wills are speaking to you more than the word. It is the mark of the beast. It is the apple that was bitten. Look at it. It is your iPhone. You can use it, but it shouldn't control you. The number one picture around the world are selfies. It is the mark of the beast to get you to focus on you and not on God's plan. And we weren't ready for it. We weren't ready in 2000 and 2001 and in 2006 and in 2007. We weren't ready for what was coming. We didn't know how to block it. And since 2007, almost 20 years now, we've seen a shift in the generations. Well, people don't want to come to church and gather together because they can see me on the screen. And I'm glad that you can see me on the screen. But if you're in Palm Bay, push your way to the house of God. Come out of yourself and put on some clothes and put on some makeup and brush teeth and let's get to the house of God. Even Zoom is telling people to get back to work. And we need to get into the house of the Lord and get back to stewardship. Glory to God. God doesn't estimate your value based on X and O's or on numbers. He values us at the enormous price of the life of his son, Jesus. When you connect with Jesus, God looks at that sacrifice and your value goes up. It goes all the way up to heaven, far above stock market. It goes into the afterlife. It goes into eternity. Your value is not tied to the money you make. And a lot of people today, we call them the elites, the one that has the money. And if I asked Michael Jordan to come here and he said yes, and that he was going to give $1,000 to everybody who gets to church first, you would see that parking lot packed out. It wouldn't be nobody talking about, I'm not getting in there, or I'm tired. You would see it packed out because our God is speaking to us. Our God speaks. And our God speaks louder than God. And we got to make sure that our life is not tied to that. That our life is not tied to the substance of this world. That our life is not tied to X's and O's or how we exchange digital currency. It's got to be tied to something of a greater value. Consequently, there are some indicators, and I shared it with the early church this morning, that can tell us whether we're on track or not in terms of our stewardship. There's some indicators that can determine whether we're on track or not, that can show us if we're on track or not as it relates to our stewardship. There are three things that I found when I started doing just a little research on economics, on stock markets, on how does these people measure, what is the metrics of judging your growth and development. I've come to find out that there are three things that I think the church world needs to know. We have an IQ ministry here, which will educate us with a lexicon, with information and a vocabulary that's going to expand your mind concerning finance. Well, Bishop, I never had a class concerning finance. I understand that. Neither did I. But that's why God is raising us up to create what we call ministry opportunities and activities that's going to help to develop us from focusing on the family to how we manage our resources and how we deal with young adults, what we're doing with marketing, outreach, what we're doing with the ambassadors for Christ, how we're relating to other agencies in the community, even our justice ministry, how do we reach and fellowship and awaken and aim, and how we deal with this world that we're living in. We must equip the saints for the work of ministry. My job is to make sure that you have everything you need as it relates to the person, the holistic man, that you're not just coming to church, you are the church. And where there is no vision for the church, or for the members in particular, the people will perish. And so God has given us a vision or a mandate concerning stewardship. I will follow up with the IQ ministry. Consequently, there are some indicators that help to show us how we can measure our growth and development. Number one is cash flow. Number two is net worth. And number three is generosity. So just a quick synopsis on cash flow. Cash flow is the net balance of cash moving into and out of your bank account or your business. It is the cash, the balance of cash moving in and out of your bank account or your business at any specific time. In other words, I should be able to go to my bank account or my business and see what came in and what goes out, and it gives me a type of understanding of where I am as it relates to management. Well, I hadn't done anything yet. Well, I did, because things are going out. I'm working to get it to come in, but I'm also got to use discipline on what goes out. Well, that's how we start in ministry. You don't need to have calculus to do this. A simple calculator and addition and subtraction and a little bit of multiplication and division will help us. This is basic mathematics with how we relate to cash flow. Nothing extraordinary. What comes in and what goes out in a month, or in 6 months, or in a year? Now, any one of us, is there anybody in here that would turn down an extra $1,000 a month on your job if you had the same responsibility? No increase in responsibility, just increase in cash. Come on, wave your hand in the air.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, our response to stewardship, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2402-1811. That's reference number 2402-1811.
The Sacred Dance Ministry is looking for you if you are ready to inspire others to worship God and usher in the presence of God through movement. Email sacreddance@truthrevealed.org for more information. If you own a business and wish to be listed in the 2024 Business Directory in Revealed Magazine, contact Jeff Williams or email magazine@truthrevealed.org.
Grief Share will begin on Tuesday, March 5th at 6:30 p.m. and will give you valuable guidance and tips to help you move through the emotions of grief. Workbooks are available online or at the sessions. Scan the QR code in the foyer to register or visit our website or mobile app. Email Brenda and Greg Wilson at morethanlife@hotmail.com for more information.
Get ready for a new outlook on life as Bishop Clark takes you on a journey to show how the Holy Spirit comforts and guides you in truth. Join Bishop next Sunday, March 3rd, after the 8 or 11 a.m. service to purchase a signed copy of his book, The Comforter, and get ready to experience the Holy Spirit.
New members' classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.